everyone, and welcome back to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Paul Mitchell here with you for the weekly podcast that brings you all things Livonia Stevenson Hockey related. And we are back after a weekend in which the Spartans took their annual Traverse City trip. This is a trip in which they go up every year to Traverse City for a North-South showcase, and they take on Traverse City Central and Traverse City West, the two high school teams up there in Traverse City. And this is just a really fun, unique experience for the players here. It's kind of like a junior team trip or a college trip in which they go up Thursday night, they wake up Friday, have a morning practice, they're able to take in a little bit of downtown Traverse City Friday afternoon, and then it's on to business for the game Friday night and then Saturday night. So just it's something I know the team looks forward to every year, as well as the coaching staff. It's a really fun time. The boys were at Adrian the week before, so they were able to get a little bit of a tune-up for some of the guys that haven't traveled with the team yet, and able to get ready for the Traverse City trip that was this past weekend. So although it was a fun time for the kids, a really fun experience, it was a business trip, though, however. It was a trip to go up and play two games, two very important games for the team, and to try and get two W's. So, first and foremost, that was the intent of the trip. And action started on Friday night. Friday night, the team squared off against Traverse City Central. Traverse City Central was up first Friday, and that's where we'll start with action. First period ended up 1-0 for the Spartans. Brendan Hall got the Spartans on the board with his first goal of the weekend. From there, in the second period, the Spartans broke out and had a host of goal scorers in the second period. Justin Alton got on the board. Julian DeCina had two goals. Cody Sislega, Morgan Gray, and Vinny DeCina all found the score sheet to put the Spartans up 7-0 after two periods. Early on in the third, Jack Williamson then ended the game as he broke in on the defense, basically a one-on-two where he was able to beat the defenseman and just put one up and, from the top of the circle there and beat the goalie for the eighth goal of the game, and that did seal the victory for the Spartans. So good first game for the Spartans. They won 8-0. Will Trage and Derek Dudek both combined. They both played to combine for the shutout for the Spartans, so they both did a really good job in net. And so the Spartans were able to come away with the victory for the first game. From there, on Saturday, the boys had an earlier game in the afternoon, and they faced off against the other Traverse City High School, Traverse City West. And just as he left off in the previous game, Jack Williamson, opened up the scoring in the first period to put the Spartans up 1-0 after one. And just as the day before, the Spartans broke out in the second period, and they had, a host of goal scorers to put the Spartans up 6-0 after two periods. Brendan Hall scored his second goal of the weekend. Jake Bonet added two goals of his own. Logan Dunham and Vinny DeCina also scored his second goal of the weekend to put the Spartans up 6-0 after two periods of play. From there on, early in the third, Jake Bonet got his third goal of the game for his first career hat trick as a Stevenson Spartan. And then just a few minutes later, junior Tyler Slaybaugh scored his first career goal as a Stevenson Spartan to seal that victory 8-0 over Traverse City West. Again, Will Trage and Derek Dudek combined for the shutout, and the Spartans were able to go 2-0 against both Traverse City teams for the weekend. So just a great trip for the guys, most importantly, to get both the wins, which was great. But all in all, the kids were able to have some fun on a really cool and a unique trip, as we mentioned. After the game on Saturday, the boys had a little downtime, and then it was off to Mount Holiday for a taco bar and some tubing, which is an annual tradition, and the kids all did have a lot of fun, as well as some of the parents and the coaching staff. So just a lot of fun. It's something, again, as we mentioned, the team looks forward to every year to go up to Traverse City. The people up there that hold out the tournament and put it on, or put on the showcase, I should say, do a really good job, and we're thankful for them for always including us each and every year. So, again, all in all, just a great weekend for the guys, and ready to keep things rolling this week. So with that being said, right now, as we do every week, we'd like to bring in head coach David Mitchell to talk about the Traverse City trip and talk about the weekend here with the boys. So, Coach, welcome to the show, and congratulations on a successful weekend there up in Traverse City.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. And once again, thanks for having me.
So you guys had your annual Traverse City trip this weekend. It's something I know you guys look forward to every year. It's a fun time for the guys, as we mentioned, for the kids to get up and take a trip away here. But most importantly, you were able to get two wins this weekend.
Yeah, you know, first off, we'd like to thank all the people up in Traverse City, the Bay Reps, for hosting the fourth annual North South Showcase. That showcase is getting bigger and better every year, and some good competition and good teams made the trek to Traverse City this weekend. So thank them as well. Then obviously thank both our opponents in Central and West. It's something we've been doing with them for, the past 8-9 years or so. So it was a good weekend for us to get away and, really fine-tune some things. And we played pretty well and came out with a couple Ws.
As you guys mentioned, it's something you guys have been doing for a while now. It kind of morphed in from just you guys in Traverse City into basically a whole North-South showcase as it is, with teams from up from down here going up north. So it's really turned into something cool for you guys. But again, as we mentioned, yeah, you guys were up there to play two games. You guys had Central on Friday, followed by West on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about each of those games.
Well, they ended up being eerily similar, I think, to, if you saw both first periods, both competitive first periods, 1-0 games both after each first period. And, the Central game, 1-0, but we held a pretty decent, shot advantage there. But the shots we were getting weren't really clean and weren't really of the top quality variety. So we made some adjustments in talking about trying to slow the game down there and, give our players credit, and they really did a good job of that in the second period with a little bit of a 6-goal outburst there. And then the West, kind of the same thing. We had a good competitive first period, and credit my staff to making some adjustments in between the periods in that game. And again, credit the players for implementing and executing those adjustments, because they worked. And And another little outburst there, 5 goals, and so we're able to take a good size lead in the third, and then both of them we were able to finish off, with 8-0 victory. So, very, very proud of the effort of our team and the execution of the guys and our coaching staff and all the people involved in the trip. It was, a wildly successful weekend from a hockey standpoint, from, an on-the-ice standpoint with hockey, and off-the-ice standpoint from, the behavior and the experiences that our players had. And then, just from a bonding standpoint, and in terms, I think the guys had a good time and did a little tubing on Saturday night. But then also, even from a hockey standpoint, in terms of implementing some few things and cleaning up some things. But, as everybody knows, then we come back here, and it takes us a while to get our legs back. So we had a good skate today. And the goal is to come out, Wednesday and not have any type of letdown as we have Canton coming in on Wednesday night.
And this trip, it's just really turned into something special. It's not only a great experience for the kids, but they're able to see it for any kids thinking of moving on or playing on, what a road trip would be like as if they played for a junior team or a college team. So it's a really cool experience in that regard, that they're able to see, they're able to go up on a bus, they're able to do a morning skate, they follow an itinerary. So that's something that you've really been able to perfect over the years for these guys to experience.
Yeah, we myself and now Jay Thompson, we go back to our college days and what a trip looked like, and we tried to mirror that right from the get-go, rather than to rush up there on Friday and have to play a game on Friday night, we go up on Thursday and take our time and have a travel day and then have a pregame skate and have a meal and walk around downtown Traverse City a little bit and take some time and really tend to really make it about the experience as much as it is about the hockey, but also, slow it down for them a little bit as opposed to just running all over the place. So it's a good weekend. We've kind of perfected it, and, we do some other trips during the year, but this seems to be always the one where, guys tend to come together. And, look how great this weekend was. We had, a shout-out to John Strouch, who lives up there now in Traverse City, who came out to the games and, talked to the team. And he's doing really successful, really, really well up and having a design engineering job now after graduating from Michigan Tech. And his teams were ones that started these Traverse City trips. So it's good that these kids are going through, the Lavonia Stevenson program and getting to experience that, what other has before them. And again, it's about the, it's about the process, but the outcomes that, you know, what we're going to be judged on. And so it was nice to come away with two wins versus two really good opponents that we seem to get the upper hand on. They're both well coached. We have, you know, the utmost respect for both those programs and their coaches. So it was a good weekend for us.
Well, again, congratulations. Yes, it was most important to get up there and get the W. So great job on that. And, you know, looking ahead, you mentioned here you come back. You guys got Canton on Wednesday, and then the schedule just continues from there. You guys got some tough games, some tough opponents. Then you guys move on to the MIHL showcase coming up. So you're really getting into a grind here down the second half of the season.
Yeah, and you know, it's a catch-22 because now we don't let up. I mean, we have Canton and then Trenton, and then it goes with Franklin and then Heartland, and then from Heartland we go into the showcase where we have now drawn Hancock and Flint Powers, and then come out of the showcase for Churchill and CC and Brighton and, you know, De La Salle and teams like that now coming down the stretch. So we, you know, we've called the rest of our season schedule a gauntlet that we're going to have to go through now to help prepare us for, you know, the state tournament. But, you know, we're not looking at it as, you know, necessarily a whole thing to master. We're looking at it a one day at a time. I know it's cliche-ish to say one day at a time, but we're taking, you know, every day. We had a really important day today. Of practice, you know, workout in the morning and a practice in the afternoon, and then, you know, study hall tonight and film to really, you know, really reset and fine-tune what we do and remind ourselves what works, but also see some instances where we need improvement. So we did, you know, our coaching staff did a good job of that today. Our practice was good, and tomorrow we get back at, you know, another important day for us that, to have a good practice and then have a, you know, real good, you know, good showing and a good tempo and a good pace against a Canton team that, you know, has some players on it. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunities coming up, but we know that tomorrow is the most important day, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, well, Coach, as always, we thank you for joining us. Congratulations again on a successful weekend up in Traverse City. Great job on that, and looking forward down the schedule here. Good luck the rest of the way, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks, Paul, and, you know, I just want to continue to try to get better. You know, you mentioned the Traverse City. I know this was the show about it, so a nice a shout out goes to our staff that so many people were instrumental in helping out. The coaching staff for sure, yourself who came up as well, and Keith Robertson who did a, you know, great job. Jim Gibbons was up on the trip. My father, our father, Adam Mitchell, did a great job, you know, for us up there. And Kim Mitchell, who my wife, I got to give a little shout out to, who gets a lot of this stuff organized, you know, before we go up. And, you know, all the parents and all the people that made the trek up, you know, we couldn't be more appreciative for what you guys do. And then obviously one of the guy that helps it all go is you know, we call him, he's our team driver, but he's one of the family, and that's Clarence out there. And I don't know if he'll get a chance to hear this, but, you know, it doesn't really matter if he hears it or not. He knows that he's part of our family. So it's a process, like we say, and so many people were up there and so many people were so supportive. And that's why this all works. This all works because we have a family, an extended family that turns into really a close-knit, close group that, you know, really, really, in the end, cares about one another and wants to do well for one another and wants to represent, you know, the Stevenson hockey program, Livonia Stevenson, and the community of Livonia, Michigan in a very high-class, first-class manner. And, you know, I feel our team has done that. These boys have done that, you know, because of, you know, their, you know, how they've been raised and how they've been, you know, taught by their families growing up. And then, you know, we're only, you know, part of the process in that. So we're very appreciative of that. And so, you know, we're appreciative of all the support of all the people and the family that we have. And we're excited now to move on and move forward with this.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. We appreciate that. And as you mentioned, thanks to everyone who helped make this trip possible and who does help make Stevenson hockey possible. So thank you very much. Very cool opportunity for all of us here. So that's head coach David Mitchell with a recap of the weekend and some things to look forward to here for Stevenson hockey. So with that being said, right now we'd like to move along with the podcast. Okay, time for the Stevenson hockey podcast player profile. Today we are joined by junior defenseman number 4 assistant captain Jake Bonet. Jake, welcome to the Stevenson hockey podcast.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. And congratulations. We talked about it earlier. You guys had your annual Traverse City weekend trip this past weekend. You guys went up and you guys took care of business. You guys were able to go up and get a couple solid wins and go 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best trip of the year. We always look forward to it, just hanging out with the boys all weekend, and it was great because we got two wins, which makes the trip even better.
And you yourself were pretty successful, especially in the second game. You were able to get on the score sheet not once, not twice, but three times. You pulled in the hat trick, which I believe is your first of this year. So congratulations on that. Tell us about that.
It was just nice to get my first career hat trick. I've never felt that before, so it's pretty nice.
Once you got the two goals, were you kind of thinking okay, would be nice to get the third here, so maybe kind of look into maybe next opportunity you got, go ahead and shoot or what?
Yeah, I was looking for it, but I wasn't trying too hard. I was just trying to get the pucks to the net. I didn't want to make any turnovers or anything, so just tried to get in the net, and it happened to go in. So.
Which was a nice goal. I know you were coming down and brought the puck in through the neutral zone, and you let her go. Kind of a laser there shot, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I just put it on net, and goalie didn't see it. Just went right by.
Well, it was a great shot, and again, congratulations on the hat trick. So a great weekend. Again, you got the two Ws, but, you know, as we always mention here on the podcast, no nights off. You guys got a gauntlet coming up here towards the end of the year. You guys got some big games and then the playoffs. So it's definitely going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah, we definitely have some tough games coming up. I know I'm excited for the second half of the season. Can't wait to see what's coming up next.
And, you know, not only with the playoffs and whatnot coming up, but I know you're a junior and you're looking forward to next year, senior year, moving on to some big and better things. What are you looking forward to, though, once you graduate? Are you looking to play juniors? Are you looking to move on, do the school thing? What's the route that you have in mind?
I'm trying to play junior hockey after high school. I know that's my dream, so I really want that to happen.
Are you looking to go and then D1 after that? That type of thing to go to school?
Yeah, I'd like to play juniors for 1 or 2 years and maybe go D1 after that.
Well, best of luck. We hope that you do get there. I know with your work ethic and your background here, that's something that is very achievable for you to get to, and I know you're in the right position to do so. Being a defenseman, is there anyone that you watch at the college level, at the pro level, or any level that you kind of look at a certain defenseman and model your own game after?
Yeah, I like defenseman Shea Weber for Montreal Canadiens. I mean, we have a similar game style. He has a hard shot, and I model him sort of, I guess.
Well, that's something, too. You mentioned the shots. I know you have quite a shot there, and it's something that you've really worked at here in the offseason. You work at quite a bit in practice. You can rip it. There's no question. You've worked at really the accuracy, and that really showed this weekend by putting up three goals on the score sheet. I mean, it seemed you just anytime you put it, it went in.
Yeah, I just got to hit the net more, and I guess I'll see what happens after that because this weekend I put in three because I hit the net. So
that's the name of the game, right, though? Take that shot, hit the net?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of people think it's just really easy to shoot the puck, but it's one thing to shoot it, but to make sure you hit the net. So we thank you very much for joining us here. We wish you best of luck down the stretch. Like we mentioned too, you got some big games, so good luck with that. Good luck with the showcase, and good luck with the playoffs here in your junior season at Stevenson.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem. That was junior defenseman number 4, Jake Bonet. Okay, time for a portion of the podcast where we like to bring in a staff member, a current staff member. And this week, we'd like to welcome in assistant coach Brett Rosberry. Brett, welcome to the Stevenson Hockey Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
So you're one of the staff members here, one of the assistant coaches. Tell us about your background. I know you played for Stevenson. You went to high school here. But tell us about your hockey background and how you came to be part of the staff here at Stevenson.
Grew up playing hockey in the Redford area. Moved over to Plymouth, Bantam level, played for a few years, and then came onto the Stevenson hockey team, played and graduated in 2003 under former coach Mike Humitz.
And then from there on, from Stevenson, you went to Michigan State, is that correct?
Well, before I went to Michigan State, I actually played a couple years of junior hockey in the Central States Hockey League for the Michigan Ice Dogs. And then transferred up to Michigan State to pursue a kinesiology degree.
Awesome. And, right now you're working as a teacher, physical education, gym teacher, as we call them, right?
It's a physical educator, Paul. I don't know what gym is.
Well, thanks. That brings me over to the next question here, or You work really good with the guys and you know, involved with the off-ice stuff, the off-ice training. You're the weight room guy, the guy that's in charge of getting the bulk on these guys as far as muscle. So tell us a little bit about your role in that regards.
Well, along with working with the defense on ice, I do take on the strength training role. With my degree at Michigan State, I'm able to apply a lot of the different techniques and technology that's coming out these days. I have a few friends in the area that work with Western Michigan in their strength program, and you know, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're taking what they're using with their Division I team, and we're applying it with our high school players.
Awesome, and I know the guys really do benefit from that because it really has become from just a winter sport to a year-round sport and training, correct?
Yeah, you know, if guys are only working during the months that we have them, they're not doing enough to stay up to speed with the high-end athletes and high-end hockey players in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, Massachusetts, all over the U.S. So we like to take them. We'll give them a couple weeks off here and there, but they're expected, even in those weeks off, to be doing things on their own in order to stay up to speed.
What's a message right now you would tell incoming players, you know, hockey players, to Stevenson? You know, something they may not know, or something that they would you know, have to expect coming into this program, looking to make this team.
Well, first and foremost, you better be ready to compete. Okay, it's a competitive program on and off the ice. Okay, these guys are pushing each other at all times, whether it being on the bikes, on the track, or in the weight room. It's competitive. We're looking to get better each and every day, always making improvements, okay, focusing on form first as the young guys come in, but really pushing that strength program to try to build lean muscle with these kids. You know, always talking about clean calories that they're eating. They're not eating garbage. They get in after they're working out with us. They're putting protein in their bodies. They're getting chicken. They're eating salads. They're eating fruits. They're not just you know, working out and then going out and putting garbage in their body, because it's not going to maximize what we've done in the weight room.
Awesome. Well, as you can see, it's definitely been paying off for the guys here, because they've been successful in years past, and the off ice training has definitely shown through you know, with games and with tough games. So. Very thankful to have you on board here. We thank you very much for taking the time to come talk to us on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. We know you guys got some tough games ahead, showcase and then playoffs. So we wish you luck along the way. Best of luck the rest of the season, Coach.
Thanks, Paul. Pleasure is mine.
Thank you. That was Brett Rosberry, assistant coach here at Livonia Stevenson. And that will do it for our special guest staff member there, Brett Rosberry. Thanks again. And that'll do it for this week's episode of the Stevenson Hockey Podcast, episode number 7. As always, we would like to thank head coach David Mitchell, who stops by weekly to talk to us. We'd also like to thank Jake Bonet and also assistant coach Brett Rosberry for coming by this week. And before we wrap up, we'd like to send out a quick congratulations to Tyler Irvine out at Merrimack, who for the second time this year was named the Hockey East Rookie of the Week. So, congratulations, Tyler. We know you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and keep going out there at Merrimack. So thanks again to everyone, and we will talk to you next time. As always, go Spartans.